Hi, and welcome to the Get Rich a Teacher podcast. My name is Ola, and I'll be your guide and mentor on your way to a profitable, sustainable, but most importantly, enjoyable language education business. And why would you care to do that? To build a business like that? Because there's literally no other way. The language education market is in a bizarre state. Companies making millions in profit yet paying teachers peanuts. Native speakerism is still way too powerful. And finally, the students are bored of the same old formats and messaging telling them to speak like a native. I'm here to shake things up, to educate and motivate a community of teachers who have the courage to build businesses and teach the language on their own terms, both solo or in their own language schools, and have a positive impact on their students and the world. Because teachers are superheroes. Let's claim it today. Hey, 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 and welcome back to the Get Richer Teacher podcast. And today's episode is a bit of a continuation from episode 119, all about whether it's worth teaching on the online platforms such as italki, Cambly, and all the others. So I had lots of discussions with people on social media after I've published that episode, and it made me think and reflect quite a lot. And one of the prevailing kind of arguments that started coming up is that there are a lot of people who, yes, which kind of proved my theory, had like horrible situations, horrible experiences with the online platforms, not being able to even operate there and find their own clients and succeed at all. But there were also tons of people who were very successful there, who were actually grateful for the fact that the online platform existed, because it helped them start, it helped them feel safer, and it gave them a lot of courage at the beginning. Also, it allowed them space to feel more confident as a teacher. And I think all those things are completely, totally valid. But there is one thing that everybody had in common. Most people in my community are there because they want to build their own businesses. They want to become independent. And even the platform teachers, they said, it's great at the beginning, but at some point, I want to move away from the platform. And that's exactly what I'm going to be talking to you about today. It's going to be your ultimate exit plan from the online platform to teaching on your own terms, to finding your own students, creating your own business, basically. And there are basically only five steps. I will go into detail of what each step involves, but they are deciding. Step one is deciding by when you want to part ways with the platform. Number two is making space in your current schedule for building your own business. Number three is nailing your foundations. Number four is starting to market with an intention to sell, either one-to-ones or groups. So let me tell you everything about what I think you need to do. I think what would be quite a doable, manageable. Obviously, everybody's timelines will be different. But that's exactly why I think that your first step needs to be deciding when you want to part ways. Because one of the biggest things that came up in those conversations is, well, it started well, but I've been ready to move away from the platform for years now. And I'm like, that's exactly the problem. Without a clear decision that it's temporary, or maybe not at the beginning, you wouldn't make that decision at the beginning. I don't think a lot of people think that that much ahead. But when you feel that it's time to move away, you need to give yourself a deadline. Because saying things like, I'm going to move away or I'm going to leave the platform when I've got enough students, is not good enough. Because you will never, ever, ever, I can guarantee, do it. Because you will never, ever feel as safe. Sometimes what we need to do is take a leap and risk it a little bit. I'm not saying quit your platform tomorrow. That's why we've got a plan here. But we need to set some sort of a goal. So whether it is in 6 months from now, or a year from now. It really depends on your capacity and how much time and space you'll have to do all the other things that I'll be talking about. Make sure that you do have a deadline. Even if on the day of that, you know, date when you part ways with the platform, if it's just to sit down and revisit, okay, I am not ready to quit, because you may not be, right? But what I want, what I'm imagining, what I want for you is that you will understand that it will never be the perfect moment. And that the longer you stay on the platform after you've already made the decision that you want to leave, because I'm not talking about people who actually want to stay. Because if you want to stay, just stay on the platform. Nobody's making you do anything. But if you've made the decision to move away, just, you know, commit to it. And by setting a date, you are committing. Because also it will tell your brain that you're serious about it. So you will do everything you can to make it work, to make your business work sustainably and safely enough for you to be able to make a leap when the time comes. So number one is that date. I can't really tell you what's a suggested time frame for me. I would say that a minimum would be about 3 to 6 months. I can see it as a doable thing. From my experience from helping people build businesses from scratch, I think 3 to 6 months is quite okay. If you don't feel that that's enough, obviously have a longer one, but not too long, because at the end of the day, again, we want you to thrive. I want you to thrive. You deserve to thrive. Number two. Okay, so you've made the decision. You're working towards that. Let's say it's 6 months in advance. So now at the time of recording this is March 2024. So in 6 months, it will be April, May, June, July, August, September. So let's say mid-September or beginning of October, you are platform free. You are on your own. Imagine, just see how it feels as well, because it might be a useful activity. Number two, before that happens, and before you even, you know, are able to do it, we need to make space. By making space, I need you to make strategic moves now, literally from tomorrow, that will create space in your current setup for work on your new business. Without it, forget it. A lot of people think that, oh, I'm just going to do two things at the same time without changing anything. It's not possible. I am encouraging you here, or I'm telling you actually, that if you want, if you're serious about that exit, you need to create space for marketing and figuring out how your business will work once you're out of the platform. So I know it's scary. I know it might seem like already taking risks, but at the end of the day, you also need to expand your capacity for risk taking. So what I would suggest is having a minimum, an absolute minimum of one full working day that is dedicated to working on your own business. Whether it is a Friday, whether it is whatever, it literally doesn't matter. I don't want you to have any platform lessons on that day, not even one. Why? Because when you have one, you're going to be distracted. And I don't want you to be distracted. I want you to have a business day. That's it. So what I suggest is that you either move your clients from the platform that you have to different days, you literally arrange that with them separately, or you drop some. I know that there is probably some people already on your mind when I say this, that when I say, hey, you've got permission to stop having lessons with them, you would be relieved. And I want you to listen to that voice, and I want you to drop them. I know you can't drop all of them, because you can't suddenly jump on the deep end of the pool and you know, without knowing how to swim. Absolutely not. I'm asking you to do it gradually. So maybe it's dropping one student first. Maybe it's moving everybody so you've got your Friday or whichever day free. That's it. Step by step. So this is number one, the making space. Let's not lie that you can do your marketing work and your business work after a full day of teaching. You cannot. I don't want you to. I want you to teach your hours, whatever they are at the moment. I hope they are not too exhausting. I remember that I was only able to do about 5 a day. If you teach more, then I would forget about thinking that you can do anything else on a day when you're teaching more than 5 or 6 hours. Because it's not sustainable. And one of my values is helping you build a business that is not only profitable, but also sustainable for you as a human being. So what I want you to do there is I want you to create a situation where you're slowly from tomorrow, literally create space, but then you are getting used to getting rid of students from their platform as much as possible. Okay. This is going to have to be your own decision when that happens, when you're able to drop more of them. But literally, we're working out your way towards that October exit, right? So just imagine this. Think about it. You can even write it down. Okay, if I had to drop one person, who would it be? Then the second, who would it be? Who is not renewing? Who can I tell that I'm not going to extend our cooperation? Think about all those things that can be done. Making space is your second step. Step number 3, so this is once you've created space. I wouldn't attempt it before because you will get stuck. And a lot of people get stuck on that point. Number 3 is nailing your foundations. Nailing your foundations means basically finding your idea for a business. By an idea for a business, I mean finding your target audience, creating a simple offer and simple marketing. So if you are not sure how to niche, how to find a target audience and how to kind of solve that conundrum, and maybe you've been, and I see that all the time, there are tons of platform teachers who open Instagram accounts or other social media accounts because they think that will attract people to their platform kind of profile. So they'll have more students. And that's probably true. But those same profiles that attracted students to your platform are not going to be good enough for your new business. So therefore, if you've tried already, if you had a social media platform that was attracting students and was whose goal was basically to give you students on the platform or to give you a lot of generic students, I give you permission today to start a new social media account. Maybe don't do it before you've figured out who the target audience is, because you don't want to waste your effort. If you need help with niching and finding your target audience, listen to the previous episode. It's episode 121. And I also have a couple of episodes about who is your ideal student. And there was another one about a target audience. So please listen to all of that and it will help you nail your foundation of a target audience. The next thing is getting to know those people. So when you get to know these people, what that means is you're doing tons of market research. So you can send them a survey, you can invite them to an interview, you can do all sorts of things. And the more kind of similar those people are, so once you've established who that target audience is, the better. Because we don't want to serve everybody. We want to serve one specific group that will make it easier for you to stand out, that will make it easier for you to create compelling marketing messages. It's something that I explored in a lot of detail in one episode ago. And it will help you create better offers that those people will buy, even if they are one-to-one offers, believe me. So nailing your foundations is mainly work on getting to know your target audience. Target audience as a group of people, you getting to know them and thinking about what you could offer them as a combination of your skills, of your expertise, of your passions and what people are willing to pay for. So this is it. The second thing when it comes to the foundation is actually creating an offer. But then the offer, this will depend, and you've got two choices here. If you've already been freelancing on a platform for a while and you are not like totally desperate, totally not without any money, I think that you can go straight into group classes, group courses, if you want to. If you're only just starting your business, if you maybe have, why would you be listening if you haven't done the platform teaching? But if you're quite new, and you don't feel confident in teaching on your own yet, I would say that maybe the first offer that you need to create should be one-to-one. But I would say in most cases, for people who have been freelancing, whether it is on their own or on a platform, for at least a year or two, you can go straight to group classes. So another part of this point three, nailing your foundations, is creating your offer. If it's a one-to-one offer, then the best way to go about it is basically when you've researched the audience, you are going to take all this information and put it into a package, basically. It's as simple as that. If it's a group offer, then it's going to be a tiny bit more complicated, but not doable. And you may have heard that I run a challenge a few times a year called Language Course Worth Gold. It might change the name soon, but it's going to be the same concept. And it helps you build a profitable group course. So if you ever see me advertise that, jump on the occasion, because it's a great free event that will help you create an offer. So it will be part of your nailing the foundations. Number four, once we've established the foundations, is starting to market. But here is the mistake that most people make. Most people think that what they need to do is to grow an audience and never ever start selling or mentioning that they do things that are paid before that audience is established. This is the biggest mistake ever. Do not ever do it, because what that creates is a situation where you attract lots of people who expect free things. We don't want that. If you want to have to end up in a situation where in October, my imaginary October exit, you want to actually leave the platform, it means that you need to be bringing some income. Income is brought by you selling. So step number four is starting to market with an intention to sell. Maybe it's still vague, and it's okay if it's vague, but remember that part of its marketing strategy that is going to work for you sustainably and long-term needs to have elements of you talking about yourself as a service, not teaching people for free. And by the way, a marketing strategy is never, ever posting language content, because that's not the approach that I teach, unless you want to be an influencer, but that's a different business model. There is an episode about that, what it's influencing. But in this business model, where you still want to teach, where you want to have your one-to-ones or your groups, this is what I want you to do. I don't want you to be teaching language for free. I want you to have a target audience that you research, that you kind of find out what they need, and you create content around that. You find people who are willing from the get-go to invest in your help. Whether they are friends or friends, whether they are not exactly within your target audience, that's all okay. Remember that it's not about nailing it from the minute you start your own independent business. It's all about making a start and seeing what sticks, right? So once you've nailed the foundations, it will definitely be easier, because you will know what your target audience needs to hear in order to be more likely to buy things from you, whether it is your one-to-one package or groups or other products in the future. So this is it. It's not complicated, but I think a lot of people miss and then misinterpret a lot of those steps. So if you only remember a little bit from this episode, what I want you to understand is that you need to commit to wanting to leave the platform. Number two, you need to create space for the change, and you need to expand your capacity for risk-taking. You need to nail your foundations, because without that, it's going to be very hard to sell on your own. It may have been, you may have gotten away with it when you were teaching on the platform, because people were coming from there or from word of mouth. If you want to do your own marketing, finding your target audience and researching them is absolutely key. And when you start marketing, do not forget to do it with an intention to sell. It cannot be simply marketing for the sake of sharing information. It's not good enough. It's not that you're not good enough. It's just not good enough as a strategy, and it will lead to burnout and you not missing the, not saying what those people need to hear to become clients. And at the end of the day, the biggest kind of goal here is that by the end of those 6 months, you've got people who are starting to show that they want to pay for your service, that they want to pay for your lessons, and they are not clients from the platform. So always have it at the back of your head. It's not about building an audience for the sake of building an audience. It's not about making noise for the sake of making noise. It's about you being able to sustainably and safely leave the platform to branch out or to start, because it doesn't have to be branching out, to start on your own. Okay? I hope this has been helpful. If you know any teachers who are stuck on the platform and who have expressed that they would want to leave the platform and start it on their own, please share this episode with them, because that's why I created it. I would love for you to see it as a possibility, but also it needs a deadline, right? So it's definitely doable. Lots of people have done it. It needs a bit of guidance and strategy, but it's definitely, definitely within your reach. So finally, what I wanted to say is that if you need support with any of this, I am available for my one-to-one program. We could create a strategy, your exit strategy, and develop it. It could be something that we work together on. Or a very good starting point in my offers is the Rocket Fuel. The Rocket Fuel is a program that basically allows you to set those foundations and to start marketing consistently. So it's exactly what I kind of am trying to show you here. It's that kind of transition. It helps you with the transition period of how to set yourself up so you're building your business towards that point where you can leave the platform. If you're interested, you can definitely sign up to the waitlist. There will be another edition this year, and I would love to see you there and help you exit the platforms. All right. Let me know what you think. Let me know if it has brought any clarity. Please message me on Instagram at Hola Coaches Teachers. And good luck. Good luck creating your own exit plan. I keep my fingers crossed for you.
You know what, teacher? I'm so proud of you. If you're listening to this, you are ready for a change. Whether it is to quit hassling for peanuts or working with other people who don't respect you, I know you've got it in you, and my podcast is here to help you do that weekly. To be reminded of new episodes, sign up to my newsletter. It's in the show notes. You'll also receive lots of tips, support, and special offers. I'm committed to supporting you also via my coaching programs and courses. You can work with me in my flagship programs, the Rocket Takeoff or the Rocket Accelerator. The Rocket Takeoff will take you off the one-to-one teaching hamster wheel to more peace and more well-paying students. the Rocket Accelerator will help you finally launch a group class that will be perfect for students that are a joy to work with, and so you can leverage your time and do what you love while having space to breathe or read another self-development book. If you're a language school owner, I've got things on offer for you too. Simply go to my website, olakowalska.com, to check them out. Finally, please share this podcast with your teacher friends, rate it, and subscribe. I'm your biggest cheerleader. See you next time.